Well, here's a completely different story looking at the risk-taking behaviour of adolescents. So risk-taking behaviour such as having unprotected sex or drink driving is commonly associated with the adolescent period of life, although not exclusively. And so Agnieszka Timula and her colleagues at New York University wanted to see about the root of this risk-taking behaviour. So they devised two studies which were gambling experiments. So they had a group of teenagers and a group of adults. And when these were given $5, they said, you can keep this $5 or you can engage in a gamble. You might win a lot more money or you might come home with nothing. And the adults, when they knew all the odds, were actually likely to take much more of a risk than the adolescents were, which is perhaps counterintuitive because the adolescents are the one who actually engage in risky activities in life more generally.
It does seem strange. So you give the information, you've got a 50% chance of winning or something, and the adults are more likely to go for it than the teenagers.
Absolutely. In a second study, the adults and the teenagers were given a similar bet, but they were given much less information about the odds of that bet. And in those circumstances, the adults were a lot more cautious. So the teenagers behaved exactly as they would have done if they'd known the odds, and they were just as likely to put their money at risk, whereas the adults were much less likely to do so.
Oh, that's interesting. So basically, the teenagers are not really basing their decision much on the actual overall risk. They're basing it on whether they got the information or not.
Absolutely, which of course has implications for educational programmes, for example. How do we cut down on STD transmission among young people? Well, it seems from this research that a good answer would be increased educational programmes. Give the young people, the adolescents, the information that they need, and they will actually be a lot less risky than the adults were.
Sounds good, Martha, but the problem is at the moment we've got record levels of teenage pregnancy, we've got record levels of sexually transmitted infection rates, so clearly there is still a lot of risk-taking going on, despite really quite good campaigns to tell people.
Absolutely, and that indicates perhaps that these campaigns just aren't reaching the people that they need to. It seems to be a question of access more than anything else.
Thank you very much.